I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Supreme Court has reinstated President Trump's travel ban until they can hear the full case in October. Now, refugees can still come if they have a bona fide relationship with someone in the U.S. Bethany Christian Services resettles refugees, and Christine Van Noord says they hope they can still bring over those with medical and safety concerns. But for now,
pray for our leaders and for our courts. Pray for the opportunity to be able to continue to be the hands and feet of Christ and welcome refugees. And what we're really hoping is that our government will be able to come to a place where they feel very strong in the security screening process, but also can continue to offer welcome to refugees as we face the largest refugee crisis we've ever seen, and give an opportunity for the church to be able to respond in the midst of this crisis.
And heading overseas into the mission field full-time isn't something that everybody can do. That's what makes short-term mission trips so appealing. But Matt Morrison of E3 Partners says no trip is too short to be fully thought out.
There really is value in mission trips for what it does for us here, for those people who are going, as well as the people who you're there to serve. It's just important to be doing it right.
Now, it can be intimidating to be faced with so many warnings and guidelines. But Morrison says the first step is always trusting God and praying for his wisdom.
Don't think that just because you've never done this and you don't have the experience that God can't use you. God kind of specializes in using the people that have no idea what they're doing.
More of his thoughts can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that'll remind you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.